Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Garrett Fields. This goes to Debbie Varnum, FNP. 18922, Mr. Fields, perform pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airway obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was either a good response or improved effort, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. The paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component or improved effort after bronchodilators. And when compared to a study dated 2-1-22, there's been deterioration of airflow both before and after bronchodilators. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Bowling. This goes to Dr. Karen Wood on 8-9-22. Mr. Bowling performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators. Optimal effort is questioned due to a low peak flow rate. Period new paragraph impression, mild reversible airways obstruction with questionable optimal effort. And when compared to a study dated 2-21-22, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Michael Clark. This goes to Dr. Bokuk. On 8-9-22, Mr. Clark performed a 6-minute walk test. Period prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%. Period after walking 458 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%. Period new paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Rowe, R-O-W-E. This goes to the VA. On 8-9-22, Mr. Rowe performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than one, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-5-22, there's been no significant change, period, new paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Patty Vecchione, V-E-C-C-H-I-O-N-E. This goes to Matthew Lucas, FNP. On 8-9-22, Mrs. Vecchione performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-29-22, there's been marked improvement, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Correction, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Frank Sancibrian, S-A-N-C-I-B-R-I-A-N. This goes to Dr. Michael Allred, A-L-L-R-E-D, on 8-9-22. Mr. Sancibrian performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, there appeared to be a marked improvement in normalizing airflow. Period. New paragraph impression. Moderate reversible airways obstruction versus improved effort after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with normal pulmonary function after bronchodilators. Next, 6-minute walk test, George Ann Wiggins. This goes to Dr. Sawyer. On 8-9-22, Mrs. Wiggins performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. While standing, waiting to walk, the patient dropped her saturation to 82% on room air, period. She was then given oxygen at 4 liters per minute, returned to a saturation of 91%, but was unable to physically continue the test. Period. New paragraph impression, poor exercise tolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on George Ann Wiggins. This goes to Dr. Sawyer. On 8-9-22, Mrs. Wiggins performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. New paragraph, compared to a study data 224-22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Arthur Neolon, N-E-A-L-O-N. This goes to Dr. Kellerman. On 8-9-22, Mr. Neolon performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/10/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Noble Clary, C-L-A-R-Y. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 8-9-22, Mr. Clary performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity is minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/21/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Alan Burr, B-U-R-R. This goes to Dr. Bokuk. On 8-9-22, Mr. Burr performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. After walking 389 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 91%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.